Want to update the breaking news we've been on all night and the condition of a Jacksonville sheriff's officer who was shot in the face last night about 9:30 during an encounter outside of Baptist Medical Center South. This individual who opened fire on the officer had been stopped multiple times by law enforcement after a suspicious vehicle is how this whole thing started. Sheriff T.K. Waters is with us live this morning. I'm sure you probably didn't even get rest. Are you at the hospital where this wounded officer is? What's his condition update this morning, Sheriff?
We got some good news earlier this morning that he's improving. Things are looking very, very positive, so We're gonna keep praying for him and hope that things continue to go in the right direction.
As you had described last night, he had been shot somewhere in the face from a pretty close distance. Can you kind of reset without going into great medical detail? Obviously, we want to respect that part, but the extent of injuries that the officer is going through.
Yeah, so it was in the chin area, and it created a large. I don't want to be too graphic, but it created a wound in his chin area and around his upper neck.
Got it. And was he in surgery like through the night? And when was the last update that you got?
The last update that I received was about 2 o'clock. And he was not in surgery at that time.
Okay, good. We understand that he is relatively new, and I know, again, the identity and those kinds of things we're holding back on, but what can you tell us about the officer, either years of service or what you know about the officer, either personally or professionally from your fellow law enforcement there at JSO?
About 3 years on the agency. Young man, good police officer from what I'm told. You know, we have a large agency, and, you know, it's hard to know everyone personally. But you talk to his supervisors, you talk to the people that work around him. So that's how you get an idea. And just eager to do his job, eager to do what we signed up to do. And, you know, I said last night that officers are not expendable. They're not machines. And they have families. They have kids. And we just want to make sure that people understand the importance of what it is they do, what they decide to do. They could very easily sit back and not do anything, but that's not why we're here. So I want to applaud him for doing what he was supposed to have done. Unfortunately, this has happened, but we are hopeful and prayerful that things continue to go in the direction they're going. So
you mentioned family. Last night you had said you think he has a fiance. Do they have kids or anything?
That I don't know yet. Okay. I'll find that out when I get back into the office. I'll be heading in here shortly. But I'll get more information when I get there.
You mentioned last night, I could hear some anger in your voice as you described. This was the fifth officer involved shooting of the year. Third officer who's actually been hit and wounded in some way. And in more than 30 years on the force at Jacksonville, this hasn't happened in this amount of time here since January. And as I understand it, you also referenced that this officer was in the same class as one of the officers who was also wounded earlier this year.
That's correct. You know, it is angry. I mean, I think, you know, there's an undertone. At times, I'm not going to say this is everywhere, but at times there's an undertone where, you know, there's this belief that, you know, and like I said earlier, that they're machines, they're non-people, they're not people. And when you take that attitude, an attitude where you fire shots at police officers, and I just think if you're willing to fire shots at a police officer, what will you do to our citizens? So that's what makes things much more urgent. And I want to make sure that our officers know that, you know, they have my full support. Our community has my full support. And people that do this kind of thing, we're not going to stand for it. We're going to do what we need to do. We're going to make sure we take care of our police officers and our citizens.
Again, the headline takeaway from this conversation is the officer who was wounded is improving. I would imagine there's likely still long hospitalization to come. What sort of resources are available to the officer? And for those who are still dealing with the trauma of witnessing what happened, again, the suspect was shot and killed very late last night. I understand five officers were involved in that. And as typical standard operating procedure, they're on administrative leave?
That's correct. every officer that's involved in a shooting is on administrative leave. They go through some counseling. They go through some discussions with mental health professionals to make sure that they're okay. And we're there to provide them with any support that they need in their families, and as we should be. I think it's important to make sure we do that.
Sheriff T.K. Waters, appreciate the update. I know you've got a long day ahead of you. It's been a long night as well. Our thoughts are with the officer, the family members and friends, and those around him in the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Keep the number handy. If you have any updates, please pass them along as Jacksonville's Morning News continues. It's 8:16.